You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last Thursday was World AIDS Day, and the New Zealand AIDS Foundation is currently holding a petition on their website to make medicines more accessible. BFM reporter Amanda Robinson spoke to New Zealand AIDS Foundation director Jason Myers about the petition and World AIDS Day.
So firstly, yesterday was World AIDS Day. Are you able to tell me just a bit about why that day is so important to have?
Yeah, sure. Well, every year on the 1st of December, World AIDS Day occurs, and it's an international day, really. So for us to stand together in solidarity for all those that we've lost to HIV and AIDS in the past, but also to come together and look forward at the possibilities for challenging HIV into the future.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about a petition that NZ AIDS Foundation has up currently on their website, saying that New Zealand has an outdated policy of denying access to HIV medicines until someone's immune system has been sufficiently damaged. Can you talk a bit about that, like the history of that policy and what it entails?
Yeah, sure. So the policy as it stands is that somebody diagnosed with HIV needs to wait until something called their CD4 cell count is below 500. And CD4 cells are white blood cells that give an indication of the health of someone's immune system. What all the very recent science and evidence is showing is that there shouldn't be a threshold for HIV treatment, and that in fact people diagnosed with HIV should be given the opportunity to begin treatment immediately if that's what they wish to do. There's two really key reasons for that. First of all, is the science now shows that immediate treatment following diagnosis is the best thing for long-term health. And the second thing is that it can sufficiently suppress the amount of the virus in someone's body to make it virtually impossible for that person to pass on HIV. So it's not only an individual health argument, but also a population health argument around HIV prevention.
Right. So why is New Zealand lagging behind then? I mean, the World Health Organization, the United Nations have all recommended that those medications are made available earlier.
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's a question that we're asking Pharmac. I think there's two things to say here. Obviously, Pharmac is juggling many competing priorities and demands in terms of deciding which pharmaceuticals are publicly funded in New Zealand across every health issue that they're needing to consider. So I can appreciate that. The other question, of course, is a government question around is Pharmac's budget sufficient for Pharmac to be able to fund all of the drugs that are required to maximise public health outcomes in New Zealand.
Right. And how many New Zealanders is this affecting currently?
Yeah, so we know there are about 500 New Zealanders currently living with HIV who are not on treatment. And we know that around 100 of those are not on treatment because of the threshold, so because their CD4 cell count is above 500.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.